The third victim, Disc 9.
Quincy had squatted down in front of her. He had such compelling eyes, deep and heavily crinkled at the corners, as if he'd seen a thing or two. Sandy hadn't expected to like the man. Shep had positioned him as an enemy in their lives to be avoided at all costs. But Sandy discovered that she was comforted by his presence. Supervisory Special Agent Quincy seemed sure of himself and the situation, whereas she felt as if the entire world were made of quicksand and she was sinking down, down, down. He took her hand and placed it between his own. His palms were warm and rough. "It's not hopeless," he said. "How? Our lawyer already said that if Danny is found guilty in adult court, they'll lock him up and throw away the key. No one cares that he's only 13. But the fact that he's 13 does put him below Oregon's automatic waiver to adult court. He's going to get a hearing designed to look at his specific case. And thank goodness, because Danny's case has some elements worth considering." Sandy gazed at him. Quincy ticked off the points with his fingers. 1. We have evidence that somebody else was involved. If we can identify that person, we may be able to prove that Danny was manipulated, perhaps even threatened into acting. Sandy nodded faintly. 2. We have to look at Danny himself. The fact that he's now under suicide watch may be a positive sign. It could indicate that Danny feels remorse for his actions, that he's a troubled boy, but not a budding psychopath.
Or it could mean he's traumatized, Sandy said after a moment, her voice gaining strength. There is someone else involved. You all agree on that. So maybe Danny was just doing as he was told by bringing the guns. Maybe he didn't understand what was really going to happen, and then by the time it was all over and done with, there was nothing he could do anymore.
But confess, Rainey said dryly. That's the good news, Mrs. O'Grady, Quincy said levelly. Now you have to face the other facts.
Sandy hesitated. She bit her lower lip. She knew where he was going to go, and she wished he wouldn't.
Deep in her heart, she'd already gone there. Danny was troubled, and it was her fault as his mother for not doing something about that sooner. That's what everyone said when these shootings happened. Where were the parents?
I'm sorry. I was at work.